On the line with us is the man who supplied our 1 o'clock soul selection just a few moments ago here on CJD. We're talking about Sir Mix-a-Lot. He's on the line with us from, I guess it's Seattle. Hello there.
Seattle, Washington. What's up, man?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, it's all good. Just sit back listening to all your great commercials.
Now, do we call you sir? Do we call you Mr. A-Lot? Do we call you Mix? Do we call
you? I got a clique full of guys who like to get high, and they don't like to utter a lot of syllables, so they just call me Mix.
Okay, so Mix it is.
Yeah.
It's also the name of our sister station just down the hall here, so that works out just fine.
There you go.
Now, we just played your song, Baby Got Back, which, of course, was a monster hit. And one of the things that's interesting about that song is it was number one on the pop charts for 5 weeks.
Yes, it was.
And a lot of rap songs show up on the soul charts, the R&B charts. It got as high as only 27 on the R&B charts. Why is that?
That's a good question, man. It's funny because I remember when Baby Got Back first came out, the people that were supposed to embrace it didn't, and the people that weren't supposed to embrace it did. It went right around R&B and rap radio, right to pop radio.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea. Then it went backwards and trickled back into the hood. So it's like, I'll take it either way. It doesn't matter to me. I have no idea why that is. We sit there and think about that stuff all the time.
Now, as I'm sure you're aware of, because I'm sure somebody had to get in contact with you for rights and stuff, but as I'm sure you're aware of, a couple of weeks ago, the song showed up again on Friends.
It won't die.
Now, you've got to be, I mean, how more mainstream can it be when you got, let's be honest, two of the whitest people on television singing your song to a baby?
Yeah, that was pretty scary. I mean, when you see stuff like that, you just want to put your head in the toilet somewhere, man. It's like, oh, no. Next thing is they're going to have a baby dance around the Baby Got Back in a McDonald's commercial.
But, you know,
like
it was a funny bit. It was a really funny bit.
I heard it was well done. I didn't see it, but I heard it. Everybody said it wasn't cheese ball. They thought it was kind of funny.
So. It was very funny. You didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
How come?
I had no idea it was coming on. I don't watch Friends, man. Come on now.
Doesn't somebody get in contact with you and say, you know, can we do this? Can we use...
I tell you what, no, they contacted my publishing company.
Okay.
And my publishing company just kind of okayed it, and then they called me afterwards.
Now, for a lot of people, there was some flack for this song when it first came out.
Yeah.
Were you anticipating that?
Well, I tell you what I thought, honestly, and then I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
What I thought was women's groups would be, like, irate. I thought it would be women. I thought all my criticism would come from women. But what actually happened is you had these so-called liberal males who thought they knew what women wanted to hear. Now, the fact that they thought they knew what women wanted to hear sounds far more sexist than Baby Got Back could have ever been.
Right.
But they were the ones who gave me the problem. It wasn't the chicks. The chicks were like, about time.
Because you know? it celebrates everything other than what most songs and or films and or books and or magazines celebrate.
Well, yeah, and you know what's funny is, like, think about it. Do you think Jennifer Lopez's backside would have been that popular 15 years ago? Hell no.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have happened, man.
But
I'm not taking all the credit, but believe me, the booty is accepted.
Jennifer got back.
Yes, she does. My goodness.
Now, you're at it again, I understand, with Juvenile.
Juvenile and the group is Nam Brigade. Juvenile is a guest star on the song, and I'm kind of a guest in a video.
Right.
And we're doing this, like, crazy video, and I'm, like, running through clubs, like, sipping this dripping this little thing in all the chicks' drinks, and it makes their asses explode. You know, they just get huge. It's totally irresponsible, you know, fart jokes.
Now, some people are saying that this new video, when it does come out, is supposed to become this generation's Baby Got Back. But I profess that there's nothing wrong with the existing generation's Baby Got Back.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know I did that song in the last generation.
Exactly, you know.
I mean, the thing went number one in 93. I didn't know it. I didn't know that was a generation ago.
Now, you've done, you've got your sixth album coming out, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
But it's your first album in 6 years.
It's my first album in 6 years. I actually had decided not to do any more records.
Why not?
There was two things. One, I was watching a lot of acts that went number one. They were getting pushed out of the record business. And they were doing really stupid stuff, like running around doing like celebrity boxing and KFC commercials, and I didn't want to come off like that, so I figured I'd walk away. The second thing that made me walk away was the Tupac and Biggie thing.
Uh-huh.
It was like, man, you know what? We're taking ourselves way too serious. And it just left a bad taste in my mouth. You know, I met Tupac probably 2 weeks before he got shot for the first time.
Right.
And first thing that struck me is how intelligent he was. And I realized, I said, man, this guy's just getting started. And then 2 weeks later, he's gone. And I realized that, you know, I don't want to be a part of that. Music is supposed to be about fun, man.
Well, but to that, you know, there's that whole impression, that whole idea of what gangster rap is all about, and the story on you is that you don't seem to have, even though you have the political edge and the sharp wit, that you come off a little more lighthearted and don't take it as seriously as some of the other people who have got themselves into trouble, if not killed.
I'll tell you something, and I'm not trying to diss anybody in particular, but if you listen to the average, and rock is doing it too, these artists take themselves way too serious. It's like, dude, you know, you're not Jesus Christ. Don't pretend to preach to every kid in the world. Just get on wax and have fun. You can give your opinion, but they almost knock you if you don't agree with them.
Right.
And it's like, it got ugly, man. These guys started to take the streets to the studio, and it caught up with them.
Now, one of the things that's happening out there, Eminem.
Yeah.
Now a big star in a big movie.
Eminem is, I tell you what, I say this and people get mad at me, but I'll say it again and again and again. To me, Eminem may be the best lyricist ever.
Now, why do people get mad at you when you say that?
Well, because I think it's because he's white. And they don't want to hear that because he's white. But bottom line is, dang, he got skills, man, and you got to give it up. You know? He can't be playing the race card. That cat got, he can rap, man. He put his work in. He deserves it.
The whole idea of rap becoming very mainstream, as I said, you know, the Eminem movie is number one. Your song is on Friends. is that, you laugh every time you hear that, don't you? when that happens, do you find that does take away some of the edge of what rap was supposedly meant to be?
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you why. It's not necessarily that we're big and that we're, you know, we went from being multi-thousandaires to multi-millionaires. But where the problem comes in is that, let's say I do A Baby Got Back, which was a song that was not designed to hit. I didn't even know what demographic meant, let alone try to hit one. You know what I mean? But what happens is after it hits, corporations get involved. Warner Brothers was like, Mix-a-Lot, we need another Baby Got Back. And that's when it takes away from the music, because what we start to do as artists, we start trying to whip the dead horse. We start trying to recreate what we did before, because if we don't, we get dropped. The label will drop you. And that takes away from, you know, today's society is like, now. What have you done for me lately? You know, and there's no chance to really change and change directions. I mean, the days of the Princes and Madonnas is probably over for a while.
When that song came out, as I said, it went to number one. It was up there for 5 weeks. You got a Grammy.
Yep. American Music Award, Billboard Award. I got a lot of awards, man.
How did that song change? It wasn't your first song, but it certainly was your biggest at that point. Yep. How did it change your life?
Well, it was kind of weird because it wasn't really, everybody goes, oh, look at all the money, but actually I sold 3 million records before I released Baby Got Back.
Mm-hmm.
So what it did change is I could be a millionaire and walk through the mall and people just, nobody knew me. Well, after Baby Got Back, that was over with. I mean, I couldn't do nothing, man. I was tripping, and I don't believe in bodyguards, right? So I'm walking around, and you can't, I mean, I can't even, if I go stand at a urinal, I get a guy standing next to me to check and see how hung I am, you know what I mean? I mean, it was like, dude, I saw Mix-a-Lot, he's only 4 inches. I mean, that was the kind of thing I had to deal with, so it took me a while to kind of get used to that, and more importantly, the scarier thing was, when I remember when I went number one, I remember looking in Billboard magazine, and I look at my manager, and I go, dude, there is no number zero. You know? It's like, I gotta get my parachute ready, man, because we're getting ready to go down.
Yeah. So how does the popularity of this and the notoriety, how does that change the work in the future?
Well, initially, like I said, it kind of spoils what you do. You find yourself in the studio trying to do that again. because you have this enormous amount of pressure from the powers that be to kind of do it over again. So it kind of initially it ruins creativity. And in that way, and then also you'll hear this with a lot of rap acts. After they have the first hit, if you notice, the next song they do, they're talking about how much money they made, how they're still hard, they're still gangsters, they're still shoot your ass. They start talking crazy because they want to make sure that their credibility is still intact. And so in my opinion, after you have a huge hit, after that, you sometimes get ruined because you tend to not make music for the right reasons.
Eminem went into the movies. Some other rappers have gone into the movies. You were the host of an anthology TV series. What is it? The Watcher?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did I hit a sore spot there? Or?
You've done some research.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, what would you like to see yourself on the big screen?
I'll tell you what. If it were not, like Eminem, what was cool about his flick is that it really wasn't much of a departure from what he is. You know what I mean? So if I could do something similar, something that really wasn't way out of character for me, however, I am a colorful character. I do all kind of stuff, so I could probably play just about anything. But they did ask me to play one time a drag queen. I had to turn that down. They offered me a lot of money, but I'm like, you want me to wear lipstick and a dress? I'm like, are you crazy? You better buy me a hut in Egypt and change my identity. That ain't gonna work. So if the part's right, I'd probably do it, you know. But if the part's not right, I don't want to look stupid.
How different is the music scene, the rap scene, coming from Seattle? You don't necessarily think of Seattle when you think of rap. At least you didn't before you came along.
Right. Well, the rap scene in Seattle is pretty much like anywhere else. I mean, you got rap. I mean, Nelly just played here last night and sold out, you know, 20,000 people. So, I mean, the rap scene is huge here. And it's funny because initially it was a hip-hop scene, and there is a difference between hip-hop and rap. You know, rap is just a type of music, whereas hip-hop is a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And in Seattle, you had, like, breakdancing and DJ battles, and it was like, crazy for a long time in the 80s. And now it's settled in. Everybody wants to be a rapper now. We got a lot of producers that have produced on national stuff. You know, Funk Daddy's a guy up here. He produced E-40 stuff and a lot of different artists. So everybody's kind of branching off out here.
I want to mention before I let you go, because we're almost out of time, that you do have a website, which is www.sirmixalot.com, correct?
Nope, .info.
Sorry, www.sirmixalot.info. And people can go there and find out information about the new album, which is coming out.
Yep, you can find out information about the new album. I got new, what I have up there is a lot different than most sites. Most sites is like, hi, I'm a superstar and I have a lot of money. Well, this site is about you. If you come up there, you can submit your own photos. We got some guy that put up a bong hit that lasts like a minute and a half. We had to take that down though. We got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
So don't send us any bong hits. But, you know, we put up like crowd videos, like different cities we go to.
Right.
And we paste the crowd up there. It's all about the people. And I do interviews, like if you ask a question on the message board, I'll answer it with my voice, not with some jerk in Tacoma somewhere typing it out. I answer it with my voice. It's an interactive site. It's we're not selling you anything either. It's just cool. Kick it.
When is the album coming out?
The album will be out late March, and it's called Papi Grande.
Papi Grande.
Yeah.
And the website is www.sirmixalot.info.
Yes.
Mix, I thank you very much for being on the program with us.
Right on, man.
And Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
You take care, sir.
What's up with the Spoes?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you guys going to keep them?
I wish we were.
Really?
Puerto Rico's getting them for a third of the season.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah, well.
you guys, they're paying your rent. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
you gotta keep the Spoes out there, man.
Keep the Mariners.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying. We spent about 100-something-odd million, but we'll try.
Okay, sir.
All right.
You take care.
You guys be cool.